237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and we're having all kinds of fun here. And I want to congratulate somebody from an earlier hour of the broadcast. I had a trivia question out there about what did Wayne drive in the movie Wayne's World. If you're a fan of Saturday Night Live in the late 80s, early 90s, the very gifted Dana Carvey and equally gifted Mike Myers created this duo, Wayne. Wayne's World, and they did a couple of different movies. The first one was very popular. What was the vehicle that Wayne drove in the original Wayne's World movie? And we have a winner, which came in via email, so I want to congratulate right off the bat here, Mark Richards, who's in Roswell, Georgia. Mark, thank you very much, and I've got your telephone number, so we're going to send you some wash drop samples as well, in addition to the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So congratulations on that, and thank you very much for listening to Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Mark Evans, ASE Certified Mechanic, former automotive radio talk show host, lifelong automotive guy, and our good friend, great listener of the program down in New Mexico, Frank, has officially deemed him the Swami. So I actually posted that a little bit earlier on my Facebook page. The Swami was going to be with us. That's going to be Mark's new nickname here on the program. We'll have to get some Swami music. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, Mark is the go-to guy if you want a free over-the-air diagnostic check. If your vehicle's not delivering the kind of power that it used to, if it's delivering poor fuel economy, if it's doing some funky things noise-wise, if you're getting some funky smells, if it's not running at all, or if you've been to a mechanic and they tell you you got to drop a lot of money, and that is something that you don't want to do, most people don't want to do that, why not get a free over-the-air diagnostic check here from our good friend Mark. So 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We're going to play a little extended version of trivia because I'm in the mood for giving away stuff here in this hour, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage and courtesy of the folks at Wash Drops, because we're going to double-team you. We're going to give you some Wash Drops as well. All right, let's throw out another trivia question, then we'll welcome Mark to the airways here on Auto World. We'll make it another movie question. We'll go back much further in time, and this was a very famous movie starring Dustin Hoffman. It was called The Graduate. It was, I believe, from, I should know, either the late 60s or early 70s. We're going to have to ask Mark to chime in on that. What car did Dustin Hoffman drive in The Graduate? I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It was a foreign car, as we used to call them back in those days. Nowadays, it's very difficult to determine what's a foreign car and what's a domestic car, because you've got so many automakers from different countries building cars here in the U.S. and different U.S. companies building cars in different countries. It's kind of a global automotive economy now. But which car did Dustin Hoffman drive in The Graduate? Don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Swami himself, the man who knows all there is to know about mechanical issues and your vehicle. He's been a mechanic for more than 30 years. He actually owned his first car before he had a license. He still owns that first car. He's got a collection of cars, including a 1916 Chevrolet, and he's one of the coolest guys out there. Mark Evans, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Mark?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you and the listeners again. It's great to be on the radio with you. And I'm going to have to get some music or something like you mentioned on that Swami name.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We'll do that on our end. We'll get some special Swami music for you so we can play that when I introduce you on further broadcast down the line. But Frank in New Mexico actually sent me within the last couple of days a copy of the Buick Grand National documentary, the great documentary called Black Air. And he also included a copy for you. So
oh, awesome.
In the next week or so, I'll get that out to you. And then we'll do a little on-the-air review. Because to be honest with you, I have seen pieces of this Black Air documentary. I've interviewed the documentary maker, who I have great respect for, and I know a whole lot about it, but I haven't actually seen the whole thing, so I'll wait for you to get your copy, and when I get the chance to look at my copy, and then we'll get you back on here, and we'll have a little Long and Evans instead of Siskel and Ebert. We'll have a movie night here on the illustrious Auto World broadcast. How does that sound?
We'll have our listeners, everybody, fire up some popcorn, and like you say, we'll do the thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever.
Very good. We got lots of calls coming in right now at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, and usually there is, one way or the other, unless you got a brand new car, you know, new vehicles these days are a whole lot better than the vehicles of 5 years ago or 10 years ago, so they don't tend to have that early problems that used to plague. They don't have as many early problems that used to plague a lot of new cars, and certainly new cars are lasting a whole lot longer. But if you've got an older vehicle or a newer vehicle and want to tap into the vast resources of Mark Evans, don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261, or if you want to chime in on the trivia, and I'm warning you, we're going to play a lot of trivia here in the hour. What car did Dustin Hoffman drive in The Graduate? So before we go to our first calls, we've got Tom in Missouri standing by, Gary in Indiana standing by, and we still have room for four other folks at 855-660-4261. So what's been happening in your world there, Mark, in the great state of Idaho? I imagine lots of folks are getting ready for the cruising season and the automotive show season. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening there locally.
Well, yeah, you know, it's definitely, I want to wish everybody a happy garage sale weekend and the weekends to come, huh? Yeah, we did a little garage sale, and it's definitely the season, you know, nice and warm, and it's amazing. You put all that stuff out, Bob, that you have twos and threes of that you don't need and don't want. You put a good buy on there, you know, and it's definitely auction time, isn't it? So I'm out there meeting and greeting the people and having time, and I'm thinking of Meekum auction, and the Barrett's coming up, and on and on and on. I'm thinking, hey, I could do it. This would be fun to do, like a garage sale type auction. But I'm standing there, and I'm just talking with the folks. We're selling goodies and all, and how, you know, everybody that got to the garage sale was driving a car or truck or something, and that's what's really fun to watch, because I got to see a lot of different flavors of cars and trucks. We had one car drove by and was looking, and we probably at one time probably had over 20 some people. I mean, it was a whole entire neighborhood type garage sale, so about every house had stuff sitting out. But there was a lot of cars, and one car drove by, and I'm sitting there talking to a gentleman or whatever, and I said, oh gosh, that car there's got a blown head gasket. And he's like, what? And because the car drives by, and I said, well, yeah, smell the antifreeze.
Yeah, so, the telltale, you know, sign.
Yeah. And so I'm just watching the car, because I was hoping that the gentleman that was driving the car was going to stop at the garage sale and I could help him out with a little bit of diagnostic.
Definitely. When we come back, you'll help out a lot of people, and we're going to play trivia. Tom, hang where you are. Gary, hang where you are. Ricky, hang where you are. We're going to get to you right after these quick messages, these important messages. That's what we say here in the radio game. I'm Bob Long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now, www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pull the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Mark Evans is with us. The Swami, the guru of car repairs, is with us in the house. So if you've got a problem with your vehicle, we can help you with that. We're also playing trivia. So if Tom, who's going to be our first caller, gets the trivia question right, I want Gary to hang on and Ricky to hang on because I've got a follow-up question. And I'd also like to poll you a little bit on both new cars and classic cars. But let's go first to Tom joining us in Missouri. Tom, your first stop here on Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. And let's see if we can get this to work, as I may not be getting that to work. So why don't you punch that up from your end? Illustrious producer Matt at Master Control in Minnesota is taking care of that. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hello, Bob. I'm doing well. Fine, thank you.
Well, what do you want to do here? You want to ask the Swami, the repair guru, a mechanical question, or have you got the answer to the trivia about the Graduate movie, the Dustin Hoffman film? What vehicle did he drive in that particular movie?
Well, fortunately, I don't have any questions to ask Mark, so I'll take a shot at the trivia question. I believe it was either an Austin Healey or a Triumph.
It's a very good guess. I gave you a hint it was a foreign car, and you're on the right line of thinking, but unfortunately you're just a little bit off the mark. Let me ask you one of my favorite questions I have been asking for umpteen years here on the program. If you came into oodles and boodles of money via the lottery or other means, what new vehicle would you purchase, Tom? At any price, if you wanted to go that route. I know some people who win the lottery and go out and buy a $20,000 car or whatever floats your boat, I guess. Or also give us a little fantasy new car buy and give us a little fantasy classic car buy. What would you buy, Tom?
Well, I've been looking at the Ford Fusion and the Subaru Legacy. I like both of those. But ideally, if Ford would only cooperate, I'd like to see them bring back the Crown Victoria. I've got a 2008 Crown Victoria. That's the best car I've ever had. I'd like to be able to replace it with another Crown Vic, but that's getting harder to do.
It is getting harder to do, and it's yet to be determined what Ford is going to do with that. Chevrolet is going to have a high performance, it's called the SS, it's actually an Australian General Motors product, rear wheel drive, 8-cylinder vehicle offering. So maybe Ford will counter with the Crown Vic in replacement for it, a V8 powered vehicle, or Ford loves their EcoBoosted engines, a V6 EcoBoost with V8 power. That would certainly make a whole lot of sense. How about in the realm of classic vehicles, what would you treat yourself to?
I'd probably go for a 55 Ford two-door hardtop.
Interesting choice and a great choice. Very tasteful. Any particular color scheme, what would you like?
Yes, white and blue. White on the top, blue on the bottom.
What do you think, Mark? This gentleman's got some pretty stellar taste.
Yeah, he's got some awesome taste. That the blue and white would be my favorite, too, definitely.
Excellent. Well, I'm sorry you're a little bit off with the trivia, but thank you so much for listening. And don't be a stranger. Please call us any week with any question you'd like, Tom. Thanks.
I will, Bob. Thanks. And thank you, too, Mark.
All right.
Yeah, Tom, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Let's move on to our next caller. Let's go to Gary, who joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk, 1540, I should say, KXEL. And Matt, why don't you hit that sticky button there? Mine isn't working right. Hey there, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing fine. Also, you got a mechanical question for the Swami, or you want to take a stab here at the trivia question?
I'll try and answer the trivia question.
Okay, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. What did he drive? Do you remember?
He drove an MG Roadster.
An MG Roadster. Very common vehicle choice for this question, but unfortunately it wasn't an MG Roadster. So you two are knocking on the door, but not quite there. How about your fantasy new car, price no object, and fantasy classic car, price no object?
Well, it would be my fantasy new car would be the same as the last time I talked to you. It would be any new Chevrolet Corvette, best car for the dollar you can buy as far as a sports car.
Yeah. And that 2014 one, I'll tell you, Gary, I've sat in it at the introduction in Detroit. It is gorgeous, and the performance on that vehicle is going to be incredible. The mileage, the technology, you would be so pleased to have one of those new 2014 Corvette Stingrays. That's the one I would recommend for you. How about classic? What would you go for in that realm?
Well, that's a hard one. I like Chevrolets. I would probably choose maybe a 69 Camaro small block, a 301.
Good choice. What do you think, Mark? What do you think of Gary's taste here in new and both classic vehicles?
That'd be a rare Camaro, wouldn't it, Gary, to have?
It certainly would.
Definitely. It's a good choice. We'll have to find one of those, Bob, for a trivia gift, huh?
Oh, that would be wonderful. If we could get some big-time sponsors, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Gary, thank you so much for joining us and listening on the great radio station there, one of my favorite affiliates and longtime affiliates, News Talk 1540 KXEL. The general manager of KXEL wrote me via email a couple of weeks back, and I got so busy I haven't written back to him, so my apologies to that gentleman. And of course, kudos to Dennis, who has been the longtime program director out there at KXEL. I can't thank you so much, Dennis, for your support over the years in what is a very tough business, as you know. And I love being on and being able to talk to all the great folks in Iowa and surrounding states on the Great Heritage Station, one of the oldest stations in all of North America. I believe it went on the air in the early 20s, KXEL. News Talk 1540. Let's move on to Ricky in Huntsville, Alabama. Ricky, you're next on Auto World. Let's see if my button works. Looks like it may have worked. Did it work? Hey there, Ricky. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How do you like that? Matt behind the scenes must have fixed it remotely. I'm in my suburban, humble Boston studio here, and Matt is at Master Control, and we've got the electronics working. Ricky, how's the weather in Huntsville? How's your spring? How are you doing?
Spring's all right. It's hot today.
You're getting some hot.
I'll be doing better when I get off work.
Are you allowed? Sometimes I can't ask this question, but you can give a free. We got a break upcoming here, so I may hold you over. When you come back, you are free to give a plug for where you work, or if you want to remain stealth, that's okay as well. We've got to open lines for you at 855-660-9261. Want to play trivia? You've got a mechanical ailment for Mark. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaprion e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. region by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4-11 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're having lots of fun because the Swami is in the house. That's his new nickname, courtesy of one of our callers, Frank, in New Mexico. Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical repairs. He's been doing repairs for a long time, more than 30 years, owns his own shop and has owned multiple shops. He's also a retired, for the moment, media guy, former very popular automotive repair talk show host, and used to be one of my traveling buddies under the realm of the now-defunct McGuire's Broadcasting Network back in 1999-2000. In that era, and that's where Mark and I first met. But Mark can save you money here. If something wrong with your vehicle, dial into us, 855-660-4261. We're playing trivia, and we have Ricky joining us in Huntsville, Alabama. Ricky, thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast, and just wanted to get your... Ooh, did we lose Ricky? We may have lost Ricky. So, Ricky, give us a quick call back here at 855-660-4261. That may have been myself hitting the on-air button and Matt at the exact same time. So, Ricky, we owe you a, if you call in before some other folks, we're going to put you at the top of the list here. Dial us back, Ricky, in Huntsville, Alabama at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I've been looking at a lot of these auctions on the TV, Mark. I've been watching the Mecum auction. Did you have a chance to catch any of that on the Velocity over the past few days? Of course, I know you're engaged now, and you may be involved in much more exciting activities than watching the TV, like myself. So we won't go down that road. But nevertheless, have you seen the Velocity auction for the Mecum Spring Classic at all?
You, what you're saying is you're married to the TV, Bob?
I'm saying that when you're married and you have a two-year-old, certain things go out the window mighty fast. Yes.
Yeah. I've actually been buried to the computer screen on the Mecum side. I put it on the internet and watch it, and sometimes I will I'll have it on the monitor. I'm one of those guys that got to have more than one monitor on the computer. That way I can do two or three things, multitask. But heck, I saw that I got just a lot of great stuff going through the Mecum auctions, of course, and he sends me all the email and everything, and so I click in, do it live, and watch it, and I see that I got real excited when I saw the Eleanor go for $1 million. And
yeah.
Back when we were in the McGuire's, as you mentioned, when we were there in Beverly Hills on Rodale Drive and was doing the concourse on Rodale, I don't know if you remember, I got the chance to interview Denise Halicki,
yes.
Halicki's wife.
Absolutely.
And
we both did.
Remember
yeah.
that? Yeah, remember that? And they actually, she was telling us live under the microphone that they took the original Gone in 60 Seconds movie and put it on DVD. And we're lucky enough, only Bob, to get a gift on a DVD. And I have that sitting in my office, just memories and stuff, just sitting here with my other automobilia goodies. And it's just like, wow, you know, and the Nicolas Cage $1 million Gone in 60 Seconds. And I don't know, wonder if our listeners know the real story and how Toby, how he got, you know, he got killed and the ideas of how he wanted to bring that movie to the original movie screens. He got the idea of to do a movie and steal cars and all that, the original idea, and then NBC and all on the movie side said no. And so he went ahead and went out and started stealing cars and doing it. And Denise was filming it, his wife.
That's
you remember,
how it.
You remember that? That was a great, great interview that we had with her.
Fantastic. But, and I still see her once in a while. Her business partner, Michael Leone. So we'll have to talk more about Denise. But phones are going crazy here. Let's go to Ricky once again in Huntsville, Alabama. And let's have Matt punch that one up because we don't want to have Ricky get lost in radio space. Ricky, thank you for your patience. Thank you for dialing us back really quick. You want to ask the Swami a mechanical question, or you want to take the stab at the movie The Graduate and the vehicle that Dustin Hoffman drove in that movie?
Well, I've never seen The Graduate, so I think I'll pass on that one.
Okay.
And actually, I have two questions. One's a mechanical, and another's about wash drops.
Okay, cool. Well, go right ahead with the mechanical questions first for Mark.
All right. I have a 92 Grand Marquis. It's leaking water, and I put some of that stop leak in there. The first time I put some in there, it worked, you know, for a little while, and then it started messing up again. I put some more in there. This time I put the one that had the beads in there. That's supposed to dissolve. Anyway, I believe one of my heater hoses were clogged, and the water had to go somewhere, so I think I popped a freeze plug. And I was just wondering, you know, is that something easy to change? I've been told that, you know, they rarely go out, especially on older model cars. I just don't know. I'm putting water in it every time I get in it.
Yeah, Ricky, that's no fun by any means. And yeah, the only stop leak, if you're going to do a stop leak, you did you did the one with the beads. That's Bars Leak is the brand. And if you have to put a stop leak in, that's really the only brand to put in. And like you say, those capsules in that, those beads in there dissolve and do the leak. But on your question with the freeze plugs, what a freeze plug is, of course, on this, on your Grand Marquis, you've got the V8 in there, and you've got three freeze plugs, and or another word for that, they're called soft plugs also. And right. You have three of them on each side of that V8, and they're not, all they are is a cup, a little small cup, an inch and a quarter in diameter. Some are 7/8 inch in diameter, so they're all different sizes for the size of the engine that you have in your car. And they're designed, they're called a freeze plug, because if you don't have antifreeze in the engine, mixture of antifreeze and water, so if it's all solid water in your engine and you're in the wintertime, then that water freezes, and those freeze plugs are designed to blow out of that block and break out of the block instead of the block, engine block cracking. And so they're not, no, they're not hard to replace by any means, and pulling them out is really easy, because the one that's leaking, if you get underneath that car and just look up, you'll see it leaking, the juice, the antifreeze out of the water, it'll be wet looking, and you'll see it, and then you just, all you gotta do is just take a big old screwdriver or anything that you can, there's really nothing behind it, that you're gonna hurt. You just wanna barely tap that freeze plug with a punch or a screwdriver or something to get it poked through there all the way, and then just pry it out of there and pop it out. Now, when you go to put one in back in there, they do sell quite a different flavors of those, as I call them, and the one that you're taking out is just the original one I'm taking. It gets pressed in from the factory and you have to screwdriver and pop it out. But they sell them with a nut center, so you can just reach up in there, put it in a hole, and tighten the nut, and it expands and holds forever.
No kidding. Ricky, we'll hold you just in case you have a follow-up question for Mark and Tim. Stay where you are as well. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with the Mark Evans, a.k.a. the Swami, the mechanical genius here, ASC certified mechanic. We've got Tim in Alabama standing by. We were talking with Ricky, but we lost Ricky, and I think Mark did a good job of answering his question. Ricky, if you're still out there and... if you have a follow-up question, shoot me an email, bob at boblongradio.com or bob at autoworldradio.com. And you had a question about wash drops. I'll just give you my quick thing. And by the way, we're giving away free wash drops. Just send me via email, bob at boblongradio.com, bob at autoworldradio.com, your name, address, and phone number. We'll send you out some free packets. This is a really cool product. I've evaluated, Mark Evans has evaluated the product. You just need a few drops of this solution, about an ounce. You put it in a bucket of water. You use a sponge. You do one section of your vehicle at a time. Can be used on glass. Can be used on rubber. It doesn't scratch. That's the big thing. And you don't have to hose your vehicle off. And it's environmentally friendly. You can dump it on a flower bed. And Mark, your two cents on wash drops, would you recommend it?
Yeah, I was going to say, Bob, too. I not only evaluate it, but I use it. So I've got a lot of cars, and definitely I love the not taking the hose out anymore. You know, I just put the wash drops in the bucket, like I said, the ounces, and dump I go to my sink to get warm water. So I like warm water rather than cold, summer and winter, and just walk out and wash the car quick. So needless to say, Bob, all my cars are clean all the time, see?
Yeah, and imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and there are a number of other products now being manufactured by some of the big names here. I won't give away the names because we really want to promote the wash drops, but they're very similar, but wash drops is the best, so check them out. Tim, been very patient. Thank you for joining us in Alabama, Tim. Once again, we are on the air with Tim. Thank you very much for joining us. Turn down your radio if you could, Tim. That would be a great help.
Okay, well, let me take it off speaker there. My phone off speaker, maybe that'll help.
So. All right, that will be fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're playing a little bit of trivia with this question from a movie, and I'll be the first one to fess up. I've never seen The Graduate. It's a famous movie. Dustin Hoffman, of course, I know the song. I used to be an old disc jockey years ago, and The Mrs. Robinson song done by Simon and Garfunkel was the theme from that particular movie. And I know the movie more because of its car connotations. And Dustin Hoffman drove a particular foreign sports car in that movie. Tim, would you like to take a stab at that? Or have you got a question for the mechanical swami here, Mark Evans?
Well, actually, I'll take a stab at both if I could.
Yeah.
The car, I believe, was a Fiat Spider, and I have seen the movie.
Very good. Well, it was actually an Alfa Romeo Spider, but we're going to give it to you because those two companies are cousins, so to speak. So Alfa Romeo Spider is the correct answer, but we'll take it, and that means you're going to get a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let me ask you my quick poll question, then we'll turn the reins over to the mechanical swami here. Your fantasy new car, price no object. Your fantasy classic car, price no object.
Whoa. Well, for a new one, I would like something pretty fast and pretty unobtrusive, so I would probably get something like an Audi S4 or something like that.
Very good choice. Yeah, I have a doctor friend of mine who has an Audi S4. What's his name there, Mr. Quarterback for the Patriots? Escapes me for the moment. What's his name? I should know right here in Boston, the quarterback for the New England Patriots. Boy, oh boy, married to the supermodel. What's his name? Matt, tell me, what's his name? What's his name there? Matt at GCN Studios. I can see him. The quarterback of the New England Patriots, of course,
Tom Brady,
of course, has one of these vehicles. He has an Audi S4, and he can afford any car he wants, but he drives an S4. Good choice. And also your fantasy classic car, what would that be, Tim?
Well, let's see. Going back, I don't know if those early Mustang convertibles came with that 289 motor, but I would really like that combination if that was available. But I have to confess, I'm a little ignorant when I get back in those days.
A 289 Mustang convertible, definitely it can be had. And a matter of fact, a number went over the block at the Mecum event, the Indy Spring Classic, and didn't go for a lot of them are very affordable. So that's a very good choice. Now, go ahead with any mechanical problems or issues that you have for the Swami Mark Evans.
Well, I just bought an older vehicle, older being one that I'm not familiar with, has over 100,000 miles on it, for my wife. She's never had a nice car, and we picked up a 2006 Audi A4 Cabriolet.
Good for you.
With a 3-liter V6 motor, and it's got so many bells and whistles on it, I find the car a little intimidating. And
I've driven it as a test car. I remember that. I took it to a concert, actually. It's got the CVT-esque transmission. It's kind of like a big rubber band. It may be equipped with that.
Well, this one, and I guess they came with a lot of different combinations. This one has an automatic 5-speed in it.
Okay.
That seems a little vague on its shifting in the mid-range, but it does quite well and has a 230 horse 3-liter V6 that the motor seems to perform well, seems to get reasonable gas mileage. It takes premium fuel, but I'm told that there's a timing belt that needs to be changed, and this car will be the fifth owner, and I'm unsure about I've got only the maintenance records from the last owner, and so I'm going to look out for that timing belt, but I'm wondering if there are other issues, again, with this car, because I'm very unfamiliar with Audis.
Yeah, Tim, it's a great question. You say it has a little over 100,000 miles on it now?
106.
106? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, if you can't, it is due for a timing belt. It does have a timing belt. And the timing belt also, underneath that case that covers a timing belt, you won't be able to see it with your eye. But when we get in there and take the case off to get to the timing belt, the timing belt drives the water pump. So you need to replace the water pump at the same time. And then you've got the cam seals that need to be done and the crankshaft seal. And those are oil seals. Because it takes quite a bit of time to get into there and get that timing belt off of there. And once you have that timing belt off of there, you don't want any lubricants, oil or water pump antifreeze on that timing belt because it'll destroy all that. It'll just throw all your money away. And the best way to look, yeah, if you can't find any records paper-wise of the last five owners that the timing belt's ever done, the best way to, you can do this yourself. Just grab a flashlight. And you can go down to the tool store, grab the missus's little mirror out of the bathroom, and I've actually just tied up even duct tape because you got to get the mirror down in there. And what I'm looking for with that mirror and a flashlight is to see if down in the middle of the case, in the center of the engine there where the timing belt is, on the front of the engine, just look to see if the bolts that hold that timing belt case on are really, really dirty. Oily, greasy, road film. Yeah.
Right.
And the heads of the bolts will show you literally layers and layers of dirt, just road film. And if somebody's been in there before, you know, and this is a little evidence of, I look at that a lot on cars on a lot of different menus of repair to see if anybody's ever been in that area that I'm going into just for information. If it's clean, where it looks like somebody's, because, you know, you've got to, put a socket on it to undo it, and on the alleys, it's a Allen wrench, a metric Allen wrench. So now you've got an Allen wrench that's male going into a female head, and that female head will be full of road film. And if it's not full of road film, then that means somebody's put an Allen wrench in there and taken that Allen bolt out of there. So,
okay.
But yeah, if you don't see any dirt road film on those bolts down in their midsection in that case where, you know, lower on the engine side where the road film can flare up in there and get in there, and it does because electric fans turn on to cool the engine. Electric fans, of course, is just like a big vacuum cleaner. It's sucking in all the air, the dirt in the air, and it's going to capture, because all our engines have an oil fume, you know, coming out of them at all times. So that's where those electric fans suck the dirt in. That's where you get that road film grease. So, but you're due, definitely. Water pump, camshaft seals, crankshaft seal, and timing belt. And you might just mention this to the mechanic that's doing it, just for fun. He'll think you're very knowledgeable. Ask him how tight the tensioner was on the belt, because usually I just go ahead and replace the timing tensioner. And that's what keeps the timing belt nice and tight. I don't want to charge you all that money to do that job and then have you call me back in about a month and say, hey, something's wrong with my car.
Great advice, Mark. We're short on time. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you to everybody for listening.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.